It's 10 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News for April 27th, 2011. I'm Sharon Tharab with your top stories for the day. It's a cool 10 degrees outside our East York studios, going up to 18 degrees with heavy rains later today. Now here are the headlines. Canadians jump at the opportunity to cast an advance ballot for the federal election. Toronto's Slut Walk offers international inspiration. And the Montreal Canadiens take one more step towards the NHL finals. And now to the top story. With a federal election less than a week away, Canadians reportedly took advantage of advance polls over the long weekend. According to CBC and Elections Canada, over 2 million Canadians cast ballots. That's a 34% increase from the advance polls held in 2008. CBC says Friday and Monday were two of the busiest voting days ever. Over 676,000 people voted on Friday, and over 823,000 voted on Monday. The overall number hasn't been tallied yet, but Mark Mayrand, chief electoral officer, says the final toll could be even higher. 2008's federal election saw the lowest voter turnout in Canadian history, with about 60% of registered voters casting ballots. Protesters will be strutting and marching in downtown Toronto on April 3rd at 1 p.m. The event, Slut Walk, its purpose, to fight against the myths surrounding women and stereotypes. Co-founder of Slut Walk, Sonia Barnett, says that the comment isn't acceptable and police officers should educate the community on the myths of sexual assault.
We want to open up a conversation with our police services to let them know that having their officers sling epithets like that just isn't going to fly, that they need to not only work on education, re-educating themselves, but they need to work on outreach with the public community, with the public, to let them know the same thing.
This event comes after a recent incident in which a police officer made a controversial statement. At York University, he told a group of law students that women could avoid sexual assault by not dressing like sluts. Both men and women are marching to police headquarters demanding to know how all police officers are trained on sexual assault. Toronto's Slut Walk created a bit of controversy when it was first proposed, but according to The Star, Slut Walk has inspired marchers all across the US and the UK. After the event garnered hot press on Facebook and other blogs, The Star says other cities are hosting events of their own in support. The official Slut Walk Philadelphia Facebook page has over 350 attendees signed up. The event will be held on June 18th, 2011. Slut Walk UK will take place in London, England on June 4th, and according to The Star and the event's official Facebook page, over 600 people plan to attend. Both Facebook pages have sparked calls for more slut walks to be held to raise awareness to the message that, quote, society teaches don't get raped instead of don't rape. Tuesday, March 16th marked the International Day of Action Against Police Brutality. A small group of activists gathered at Front and Parliament to protest the policing of the G20 summit and other issues. Observer Radio's Jeff Mosher reports.
Marking a day of action against police brutality on Tuesday. The protest was organized by OCAP and took place outside 51 Division at Front and Parliament. Toronto police were well prepared, heavily outnumbering protesters, including snipers on surrounding rooftops. Gaetan Heroux, a representative for OCAP, explains that this police aggression is a daily experience for many.
Well, everybody thinks that the G20 went away, you know, that it was over, that the violence was over, but it wasn't. For many of the people that we have are still getting harassed and taken on the streets by these cops here. You know, and you look today, by the way, and it looks like they never went away, by the way, if you have a good look.
Victoria Barnett from the Community Mobilization Network also sees police aggression as a problem.
The ongoing resistance to policing exists because we will not stand for the harassment, the violence, the intimidation, and the brutality that is perpetrated by the police. We gather today not just to expose the reality of repressive policing in targeted communities across the city, but to convey a message to them, to the police, who are all around us right now, that we have the will and the capacity to resist, and that we will continue to do so.
There was no violence at the protest, and it dispersed peacefully after a group marched to police headquarters. Jeff Mosher, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
In sports news, the Montreal Canadiens are one step closer to the second round of the NHL playoffs. They played the Boston Bruins last night and won 2-1. Brian Gionta scored the goal, which led the Canadiens to their winning score. Game 7 takes place tonight in Boston and can be seen on CBC. In baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Texas Rangers 10-3 last night. According to The Star, Adam Lind deserves most of the credit due to his game-winning moves. Lind has hit 9 homers during the last 12 games in Arlington, Texas, and told reporters that it's a complete coincidence. In basketball, the Lakers beat the New Orleans Hornets by 16 points, 106-90. Kobe Bryant scored 19 points on a sprained ankle, and the Lakers have won 3 of 7 games played within the series. There are 2 games left. In entertainment news, the royal wedding is just 2 days away, and one Toronto-based media company intends to help blind and low-sighted people enjoy the show. According to the Globe and Mail, David Errington, president of Accessible Media Inc., says they will provide a live-described video broadcast of the wedding in hopes of making, quote, it accessible to all Canadians. The Globe says that producer Simone Cupid says described video is different from color commentary in that their goal is to fill in the gaps for people who are unable to see. Their goal is to help their audience envision things like the immediate environment, as well as expressions from the crowd, Middleton's mother, and Prince William himself. Accessible Media Inc. told the Globe that other challenges they face include deciding what's worthy of description and remembering the main rule of described video, which is to avoid any words or phrases related to sight. Words like, quote, William looks at his bride, unquote, remind the audience that they aren't able to see. The broadcast can be found on the Accessible channel, otherwise known as TAC TV. Toronto Alternative Art and Fashion Week, otherwise known as FAT, is back for another year and started yesterday. According to their website, the event features 200 national and international bands and performers and includes entertainment from runway shows to photography exhibits. Now Magazine said that this year's FAT, there are 5 designers to keep an eye out for: Jessica Clayton, Colleen Booth, Heidi Ackerman, Lindsay Sinclair, and Sharon Toksik are Canadian designers who all aim to wow the crowds at this year's event. Anyone interested in attending can purchase a one-day pass for $30 at the door or enjoy the full week of festivities for $70. And those are your headlines for today. I'm Sharon Tharab, Observer Radio News, Toronto.